In this bulletin, Ukraine's president says his country's success against Russia will force the Kremlin to negotiate. Labor blames coalition cuts to foreign aid for China's expanding military presence in the Pacific. And in tennis, Nick Kyrgios defeats world number 7 Andrei Rublev at the Miami Open. Good afternoon, Claire Slattery with SBS News. Ukraine's president says his country's troops have succeeded in containing the Russian army, forcing the Kremlin to consider negotiations. Russia has claimed the first phase of its military operation in Ukraine is almost complete, and it will now focus on containing the Russian-backed separatist regions of Luhansk and Donetsk in the country's east. That comment has sparked hopes that Russia could be switching its tactics to limit its goals in Ukraine after failing to win much ground in the first month of the war. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky claims 16,000 Russians, including two top military commanders, have been killed so far and has again called for fair negotiations to end the conflict.
Containing Russian actions, our male and female defenders bring Russian authorities to a simple and logical thought. It's necessary to talk and to talk meaningfully, honestly, urgently and for the sake of the result, rather than for the sake of stalling.
Meanwhile, Ukrainian authorities say about 300 people were killed in a Russian airstrike on a theatre in Mariupol that was being used as a shelter. Tens of thousands of people have fled the besieged city in the past week. A hospital in Mariupol, which was being used by staff and residents as a shelter, is currently under the control of Russian-backed separatists from Donetsk. Footage shows the extensive damage to the hospital building and nearby residential blocks. A number of countries are calling for tougher UN Security Council sanctions against North Korea after it test-fired its biggest intercontinental ballistic missile. North Korean state media has reported the country's first long-range test since 2017, and South Korea and Japan say they detected it. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un is vowing to expand his country's nuclear war deterrent while preparing for a long-standing confrontation with the United States. The U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, Linda Thomas-Greenfield, says the US will propose a measure to update and strengthen UN Security Council sanctions.
So now is not the time to end our sanctions. Now is the time to enforce them. The United States calls on all member states to fully implement the existing Security Council resolutions. And because of DPRK's increasingly dangerous provocations, the United States will be introducing a Chapter 7 Security Council resolution to update and strengthen the sanctions regime.
Labor says coalition cuts to foreign aid are partly to blame for a potential new security deal that would see China increase its military presence in the Solomon Islands. A leaked draft document suggests the pact would see Chinese ships be planted in the Pacific and the country would have a navy base less than 2,000 kilometres off Australia's coast. The Labor leader, Anthony Albanese, says he'll be briefed on Monday by national security agencies on the development. Mr. Albanese says it's of real concern.
Australia needs to up our presence in the Pacific. We need to engage. It was a mistake for this government when it came into office to cut our foreign aid in the region. And we need to recognise that it is in Australia's national interest to have a strong presence in the region.
Climate activists have struck for the fifth day in a row outside a Sydney shipping terminal used to transport coal. A 29-year-old allegedly suspended himself from the Botany Road Bridge. Police say they arrested the man within 20 minutes of arriving at the scene. Seven protesters have now been charged for their involvement in the protests, which have been taking place every day since Tuesday. The mother of a missing girl who's been found alive and well in Tasmania has thanked all of those involved in her daughter's rescue. 4-year-old Shyla Phillips was discovered late on Friday afternoon in bushland, 2 days after she became lost southeast of Hobart. Her mother, Bianca Page, has issued a message on social media expressing her gratitude to the state emergency services, police and ambulance officers and the whole of Tasmania for helping to find her daughter. She says her precious baby girl has only a few scratches, bruises, bites and a urine infection after spending 48 hours alone in the bush, and she's forever grateful that she's been found. In sport, and wild card Nick Kyrgios has moved into the last 32 of the Miami Open after beating Andrei Rublev in just 51 minutes. Kyrgios defeated the world number 7 Russian player in two sets, 6-3, 6-0. Kyrgios, who has won 5 out of his last 6 matches, will next play Italian Fabio Fognini. And now for a look at today's weather. In Perth, there'll be showers and a possible storm with an expected top of 30 degrees. Adelaide, sunny, 28. Melbourne, mostly sunny, 24. Hobart, sunny and 23. Canberra, a possible shower, 22 degrees. Wollongong, also showers and 21. Sydney, showers and 24. Newcastle, showers there too, 25. Brisbane, showers and 26. Cairns, showers and 30. And in Darwin, there'll be a shower or two and a possible storm with an expected top of 33 degrees. That's SBS News.